Today, I want to preach a sermon to you that kind of comes out of a sermon that I heard preached at a conference that Rebecca and I went to a few weeks ago. A pastor named Kevin Gerald spoke a message, and he called it Dumb Dichotomies. Dumb Dichotomies. And I didn't really know what dichotomies were. I kind of had an idea, but I didn't really know. So he kind of explained it. I want to give you the definition he gave us. He said, a dichotomy is a division into two mutually exclusive, opposed, or contradictory groups. Okay? Either or, basically. And sometimes God gives us either ors, and those are divine dichotomies. Sometimes we make the choice either or, and they're dumb dichotomies. And we're going to kind of go through some of that. So what I've titled the sermon today is, God is big enough for both. My God is big enough for both. And you'll see kind of as we go into this, kind of what we mean by that. Sometimes in our culture, God draws a line between two things, like light and dark, good and evil, right and wrong. Right? Sometimes it's either or. But sometimes they're not. Some examples from the Bible where things are black and white. The first one we have is life or death. He says choose life or death. There's a dividing line between those who choose eternal life with God and those who choose eternal separation from God. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 says this. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. He says it's either or. Choose life or death. This is something God has set up. That's a dichotomy, a divine dichotomy because it's set up by God and He's divine. He says choose life or death. Another one. Serve one God or many gods. You see, the one God has a big G, and the many gods has a little G because there's not really God. It's just fake gods. I wanted y'all to know that because I didn't think I was illiterate and not capitalizing gods because that's not God. That's other stuff. Anyway, serve one God or many gods. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21 says this. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Choose the real God or fake gods. But choose either or. God says you can't have both. In this case, you can't have both. Another one. God or money, right? Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. God says you can't do it. It's either or. Either you serve God or you're going to serve money. Which is it going to be, he says. He puts that dichotomy in front of us. You'll either trust God as your source or put your faith in your resources. But you can't really worship until you've given. Did you know that? Because it's a part of worship. And God says, show me. Show me where you place value. Show me what you place value on. Is it me or money? You can't serve both. Another one. Spirit or the flesh, Paul says in Galatians 5, 16 and 17. He says, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Live by the Spirit, you'll not gratify the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. You see the opposition here? They're opposed. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They're in conflict with each other, so you don't do what you want to do. That's a dichotomy. either or, which is it going to be? You're going to serve the spirit or the flesh? Those are dichotomies. Sometimes with divine dichotomies, we have to choose one or the other. You choose. You can't do both. Just like the next one. Tell me, if you're one or the other, can you do both? You better not. You better not tell anybody you're both if you are, because these guys don't want to have anything to do with these guys except beating them on the football field and vice versa. Right? You can't do both. It's one or the other. Now, that's not a divine dichotomy, I want you to know. Depends on who you ask, right? A little fun there. Sometimes God draws a line, right? Right? Sometimes we draw the lines. That's what we're going to talk about today. Sometimes we draw the lines where there really should be no line. Divine dichotomies, dumb dichotomies. Sometimes it's either or, but sometimes, listen, sometimes it's both and. But we draw a line and we say, no, it's got to be either or. And God's going like, why does it have to be either or? Why can't it be both? We're going to show you a video here in just a second. I'm going to set it up for you. Back in 1995, I believe it was, there was a football team in Texas called the Dallas Cowboys. And they had a player, his name was Deion Sanders. Okay, y'all, anybody remember Deion Sanders? Some of the young ones may not. Okay, well, Deion Sanders, he was a pretty good player. And he wanted to play on offense and on defense. He wanted to play football and he wanted to play baseball. And Pizza Hut. I can't remember. We're going to show you a commercial. And anyway, it's a pizza commercial. And they kind of picked up on this, and they kind of had a little fun with it. So we'll just watch this little video here. Don't forget the sound. Go ahead and close it. Close the whole thing. And then just go to the desktop and reopen it. I hope it works because it's really cool. I'd spend all that time setting it up for you. While they're looking at that, have you ever done this as a parent? Set up a dichotomy with your kids, even in playing with them? You say, and I confess I've done this. Aaron, who do you love more? Y'all know where it's going, right? Mommy or Daddy? Nobody else has ever done that, right? Well, it depends on who they're with at the time, I guess, right? Or what you've got, you know, if you've got, you're taking them to the pizza place or whatever. But really, they know the score. They know the deal. And they say, like, oh, no, no. You're not getting me on this one. I love Daddy and Mommy the same. And they do that because they know that to pit one against the other devalues both. They know that if they say, I love Daddy more, that makes Mommy devalued, and it makes me devalued because I'm making them choose one or the other. And it's, you know, they're smart enough to pick that up. We can also learn that God is big enough for both. He really is. He's big enough for both. Now, not in every situation. It's still heaven or hell. Can't have both. But some things where God has intended for it to be both, we have set up the division, and that's what we're going to talk about. Here are some dichotomies that we create that God never intended for us to make. The first one. Grace or truth? Is it going to be grace or is it going to be truth? You see, God is all about grace. He's 100% about grace. He's a loving God. And a lot of people just want God's grace. But God's bigger than just grace. He's all about grace, but He's also all about truth. You see, God's not half and half. God is whole and whole. And we don't understand that because our minds just have a hard time comprehending that, so we think there has to be a choice. Yeah, you can either be this or that, but God says, I'm big enough for both. I'm big enough for both. He's all about grace and truth. We ask, how can that be? Because how can He be fully God and fully man at the same time? I can't wrap my mind around it. So because I can't understand it, I have to pick one or the other. Is God really one or the other? Is He really all about truth or all about grace? Was Jesus really man or was He really God? Which was it? See, because we can't wrap our mind completely around it. We have to choose. It's because God's not like us. He's God, and He's big enough for both. Romans 11, verses 33 through 36 says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Some of you right now are so far away from God, it's not even a close call. Maybe you've got some people fooled, but you and God, and me too, me and God sometimes, we really know the score. And that's the truth. You see, God's all about truth. He knows where we are. The truth is that we're sinners, all of us. But Jesus has an and to accommodate. And the end is this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The truth is, we're rotten sinners. But Christ, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, that's truth, and it's grace at the same time. We're rotten sinners, that's the truth. But the grace comes in and says, we've been made righteous and holy in His eyes. We should not put an or where God puts an and. Here's another one. Should I make plans or should I trust God? People that live fly by the seat of their pants will say, well, I will just trust God. People that make plans say, well, we need to plan everything out so that we know exactly how everything's supposed to happen. And we think it has to be one way or the other, right? But God says, I'm big enough for both. I'm big enough for both. Don't just pray that God will meet your mortgage and sit on your duff. Right? God says, I'm big enough for both. Plan and trust me. Matter of fact, trust me while you make your plans. Here's another one. Is God sovereign or do we have free will? Some of these things, listen, folks, are very divisive issues, and I know that. They're divisive issues, and the problem is that that's just it. They divide instead of unite because we draw lines. God says this, I'm big enough for both. God says He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. He says that He works all things together for good for those that love Him. But He also says that if you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. And he says that it's by grace through faith that we're saved. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says this. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I'm going to read it again. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Who prepared it? Who does it? It's both. God prepares it. We do it. It's both. God is sovereign. And he tells us, you have some choices to make. It's both. You'd be surprised, but preachers say some stupid things sometimes. The kids are getting a kick out of it because I said dumb and I said stupid in the same sermon. And they're going like, did you hear what he said? But I'm serious. Preachers say some stupid things sometimes. I heard a preacher one time say this. It's not about how many you baptize or how many come to Christ. Now, listen to me. That's dumb. It doesn't matter what you say after that. It's going to be dumb too because what you just said was dumb. Right? I'm going to say it again. It's not about how many you baptize or how many come to Christ. It's about how deep people grow in their faith. It's either or, right? According to this preacher, it's either or. Well, is it all about reaching people or is it all about growing deeper? Which is it? It's a dumb dichotomy. Is it A or is it B? I'm going with C. It's both. It's both. I think there's nothing deeper for a church to do than to reach people who are lost and on their way to eternal hell. There's nothing deeper that a child of God can do than to share their faith and snatch someone from a life without God. There's nothing deeper for a church to do than to set preference aside, go deep in their faith by reaching out and doing what God has called us to do. You see, it's both. We reach out and we go deep. The deeper we go, the more we want to reach out. It's both. God says, I'm big enough for both. Matthew 28, verse 19. A familiar verse, you know this. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Which is it? Do we baptize or do we make disciples? What did Jesus say? It's both. You do both. Joshua. Actually, we're going to get there in a minute. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He begins the work and he carries it to completion. It's punctiliar and it's progressive. It happens and it continues. It's both. It's both. Here's another one. Should we honor God or should we honor people? You know, a lot of times, folks, if you compliment them if they've done something good, especially at church somewhere, you compliment them and they tear themselves down, saying, oh, no, 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 it wasn't me. I'm just a humble servant. I'm just doing what God has called me to do. It wasn't me. It was all about God. It was all him. He did it all. I'm just here. I'm lowly. And I don't want to take any kind of credit. And I understand that. I get that. But why can't it be both? Why does it have to be either or? I don't know how you can do one without the other. Honor God or honor people? I don't know how you do one without the other. How do you dishonor people and have that be honoring to God? I don't know how you do that. How does building up the other people somehow bring God down? It doesn't work that way. Genesis tells me that man was created in whose image? In God's image. And what did he say about man? He said, it is. Everything else he said is good. When he looked at man, he said, it's very good. It's very good. God called man very good. One of the greatest ways to honor God is to honor the creation that God called very good. Jesus himself said it all comes down to this. All the law and all the prophets are summed up in this. Remember what he said? Love God and love one another. Love God and love people. That sounds like both to me. Right? He didn't say, choose one, love God or love people. Jesus said it's both. Love God and love people. I heard this. Maybe even by the same preacher. It's not about people. It's all about God. And I understand the thought behind that, but listen. My God is all about people. Amen. That's right. He's all about people. God so loved the world that he gave his only son for people. It's all about God. That's true. But Jesus came and he was all about the hurting and the broken and lost people. You see, God is big enough for both. A few more. Here's one. Does God want me to be successful, or does he want to keep me humble? Anybody ever reach that dichotomy? Guess what? It's a dumb dichotomy. James 4:10 says this, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Joshua 1:7-8 says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the left or to the right, that you may be successful wherever you go. And he goes on, he says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You see, it's a type of humility that leads to godly success. It's both. God says, I'm big enough for both. It doesn't have to be either or. Here's one. Is God always good, or does sometime he allow us to suffer? Which is it, Pastor? Is God good, or does he let us suffer? You're catching on. It's both. That's a dumb dichotomy. Did God's own son suffer? Absolutely. Is God good? Absolutely. A lot of people will walk away from God over this issue, because they say, I thought God was supposed to be good, but I'm suffering so much. What they don't understand, and sometimes what we forget, is that it's in the fellowship of his suffering that we partake in the power of his resurrection. You see, God is big enough for both. It doesn't have to be either or. Does God love me, or does he not love me? That's stupid. God loves you. He loves you. Does it mean you won't suffer? No, because God's big enough for both. Last one. Should I give money, or should I enjoy God's blessings? Some will preach that the proof that God loves you is the stuff that he gives you. You may have heard it, the prosperity message or something like that. That if he gives you the house and the car, the clothes, the lifestyle, that means that he loves you. Others preach that you have to give away everything and live in a tent. It's funny, but usually the guys that are preaching that usually don't live in a tent. Listen, anytime we put an or where God has put an and, we become a hypocrite. God says it's both. It's both. Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10 said, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing. Your vats will brim over with new wine. He says, if you'll honor me with the first, I'll take what's left and bless it and make it go farther than you could ever imagine. Because God's big enough for both. Did y'all know we have a big God? He's big. He's big enough for both. I serve a God of both. Let me close with some examples of where God is big enough for both. He is both the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and He's the Lamb of God. He is grace, and He is truth. He's the God who fills heaven and earth. He's a creator and the sustainer. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the resurrection and the life. He is high and lifted up, and He is lowly and meek. He's a friend of sinners, and He's the King of kings. Throughout Scripture, God says, I'm big enough for both. Why are you making it a dumb dichotomy? Why are you drawing lines where I didn't intend lines to be drawn? Just because you don't understand doesn't mean there has to be an either or. It's both. Let's let God draw the lines. Like the line between heaven or hell. There's a line there. We didn't draw that. God draws that line. He said it's either or. It's life or death. Which do you choose? He says, I've given you the way. What do you choose? Is it heaven? Or is it hell? Should we submit to God and follow His leadership in our life? Or do we claim our own authority in our lives? I'm boss. I make the calls. I choose. I get to make my choices, which is true. You see, there's a sense of both. We submit to God, and we use the authority He's given us to follow Him, in submission. God doesn't always intend everything to be either or. Some things are very plain. Some things are very clear. It's either or. Some things are not. Some things we have drawn the lines. We have perverted things. We've taken them and misconstrued them. We take them and we say, because I don't understand, it has to be either or. God says it's both. Let's not draw the lines where God didn't intend lines to be drawn. But where God has drawn lines, let's not try to stand on the middle, because there's no both on some of those things. Do you know Christ or do you not know Christ? Can't be both on that one. That's not a dumb dichotomy. That's a divine dichotomy. Do you know Christ or do you not know Christ? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life? Have you prayed and asked Him to forgive you of your sins and asked Him to be your Savior? Or have you not done that? It's either or in that case. Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? It's either or. Where are you this morning? Maybe you're here and you've never made that decision. Maybe you're here and maybe the opportunity's never come up. I don't know if that could be true or not, but maybe you've never stopped to pause and think about that time in your life. You say, this is it. From this point on, I'm going to live for Christ. I'm going to allow Him to be my Lord and Savior. I accept what He's done for me already. I accept the payment that He's given for my sins on the cross, and I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to devote my life to Him the rest of my life. And I'm going to enjoy heaven with Him for all of eternity. If you've not done that, let me encourage you. There's no better time like the present. I would encourage you to take that step, to step out on that faith, not your faith, the faith that Christ has given us, to trust Him. If you've done that and you find yourself that you've been bogged down by some of these dumb things that we talked about, maybe you find yourself bogged down and you can't understand, well, which is it? Is it this or this? Especially when God's saying, it's both. Maybe today's the day you want to say, you know what? I'm going to square my life up. I'm going to straighten it up. I'm going to turn. I'm going to quit focusing on the things that are divisive. I'm going to quit focusing on the things that don't have eternal significance. And I'm going to get back to that right relationship with Christ. Let that be today. Let today be the day you begin a new walk with Christ. Maybe you've been visiting this church and you decide that today's the day you want to become a member of this church. You want to move your membership here. You want to dive in and be part and start working right alongside with other folks in this church be active and be a contributing member and part of this church because you think that this is where God wants you to be and He's got a plan for you to be involved here. If that's true, you know, come talk to me. We'll visit about that. If this is where God wants you to be, well, then we want you to be here. This time that we're about to have is called the invitation time. This is the time when you get to respond to the Spirit. You get to respond to what He's been speaking to you about. If God has spoken to you today, my encouragement to you would be to respond. I'll be standing here in the front. The prayer benches are always open here on the sides. You come and you can talk with me, pray with me. I'll pray with you. You can come and kneel by yourself and just get quiet with you and God. Whatever it is, let me encourage you. Take care of your business. Take care of business today before we leave, as we stand and as we sing.